सोशियो कल्चरल सेगमेंटेशन. सो दीज आर द फैक्टर्स ऑन विच द सोशियो कल्चरल सेगमेंटेशन आर डन. सोशियो कल्चरल फैक्टर्स लाइक कल्चर, सब कल्चर, रीजन, रिलीजन, रेस, वी हैव सीन देम. आई हैव गिवन यू द एग्जाम्पल, यू नो द कैटेगराइजेशन अपोजिट टू दैट. बट वॉट आई वुड लाइक टू फोकस ऑन इज द टू नेक्स्ट वन, फैमिली लाइफ साइकिल विच इज सोसाइटल, फैमिली लाइफ साइकिल विच इज मैरिटल. गोइंग फॉरवर्ड आई एम ओनली टेकिंग द मैरिटल इन डिटेल. Societal, that is students, bachelor, young married, empty nesters are again self understood. So let's take the family life cycle, marital. This is a family life cycle of a marital guy. So starts with the starting out, young with toddlers, young family, single, no kid, single couple, no kid. There are other classifications, single couple, double kids and likewise. Middle aged, empty nesters means their children have married and gone away. Retired couples or their older singles, yani. So one of the spouse has died and then he himself dies at the end. So this is the life cycle of a married individual. Segmentation. So life stage based segmentation. This will help various people to offer the products to the right this thing. So as I have given you on the top the example, youth saver account for the young guys, current account for the couples, etc. Say loan and all for the couples. Mortgages and all for the middle age, this thing will come. Financial planning, so those are the things. Income bonds for the old people. So this is how the product gets connected to the life stage of an individual. Therefore, family life cycle based on life stage for a married is also an important way to segment the market. Next is the user behavior segmentation. User behavior segmentation, there are various parameters against which I have given you the example. Usage situations. Home, vacant, vacation or gift or weekends, etc. So what is the situation? Constraints, advance booking or need an immediate, needed in immediate future, urgently needed. Usage rate, heavy, medium, low, non-user. Usage status like unaware, aware, interested, not interested, enthusiastic about your products. Loyalty is given, readiness is given, exploratory stage or contemplating or whatever. And attitude, early adopter, enthusiast, neutral. So these are what are the parameters on which I have given you certain understandable examples. So friends, and user behavior segmentation, I am taking one as a pressure of time. This is one of the component of the user behavior example. A consumer hard pressed for the professional time really can't spend time to search and buy gift items. Also such things come to mind when you are at the just a day before or something like that, ke tomorrow yaar iska birthday hai. So that's where the Amazon.com, Flipkart.com are all attracting consumers with the next day delivery assurance, for which they charge extra. Airlines charge you less when you buy ticket well in time, but airlines charge you more when you buy ticket closer to the departure date. So again, that's a user behavior led segmentation, and therefore according to the pricing. So this is what one need to really understand. The pressure of time under user behavior is utilized as a marketing opportunity by people because they are able to segment that kind of a profile. Benefit segmentation. So what is the benefit that you offer? So benefits can be of various nature. Clustering consumers into the segment according to specific benefit that they sought. That's a benefit segmentation. What is beneficial to the target customer depends on their evolving need and lifestyle changing. Moo, fog, we moved away from iodex, we started using Moo, we use fog nowadays. In my days I never use any deo, but these days I always use deo. So these are all the moving changes in my life, and accordingly my product preference and these things are changing. I may not buy x as a deo because x is shown as a too suitable for the young, attracted to each other and that kind of thing they show, and I want to say like probably be away from. So I will buy a brand which matches with the professionals kind of thing. This can be a standalone segmentation approach. Yes, that's the beauty. This can be a self standing up psychological, and even others we have seen many times you need to club it with other geographic or demographic segmentation, then only you get a complete profile. While in case of benefit segmentation, it can be a standalone segmentation. I have given you the example. Low price, which is a benefit if you are choosing. Then the demographic could be the male, behavioral characteristics could be heavy users, psychographic could be price conscious, and flavor favored brands could be babool. So this is how probably also you go. So though I have told you that it can be a standalone, here I am trying to give you an example. Then you try to connect it various characteristics of an individual, brightness, teenagers, so smokers, outgoing, fun loving, and Colgate and promise, so they are looking for the brightness of the teeth, etc. So this is what mouthwash, again youngster demographically want intimacy, and behaviorally or characteristics wise they are looking for a very intimate moment with people of they love, self-involved, and therefore they are self-involved in choosing and close up gel and those kind of things. So this is the benefit segmentation example for you. Effective targeting of marketing segments. So now what has happened, you have a mass market, now you have decided to use segment. So you do it on certain common parameters, characteristics, attributes, etc. So you have developed segments, so you have multiple segments in front of you. We have already discussed that for each segment then you need to have the marketing mix aligned to them to be effective. Now friends, in reality is it possible? So most of the time you go to any marketer or a large company also, they will say not. Then in such case you need to choose certain one or maybe one or two segments from the identified segments to put your products before them, to target them. So that's what we are going to learn, targeting the segments. Pre-targeting stage of marketing are, if I had to give you a pictorial representation, organization has four aspects of product mix in front of them and multiple segments are there, that they have been able to arrive at. Now you have a choice whether you go to all the three segments or one of them. So how you do that, to be an effective, you need to decide between segment 1, 2, 3, what do you need to do? So these are the parameters on which you evaluate them. Can you identify the segment easily? So identification is one. Sufficient, do they offer you sufficient volume? Is the number large? Are they stable? Will they continue to give me that volume year on year? So that's what is the stability. Reachable, am I able to identify is one thing, but am I able to reach them? So is there a medium or a tool or communication channel which will take my message to them? So reachability is very important. And then target the segment which is responsive. I may be able to do all the four, but segment is not responsive. Either they do not have money, they do not have desire, they do not have real utility of your product, etc. They may not be therefore responsive. So in such case, you don't select the target. Only the target segment which matches these five parameters, filters through these five parameters, becomes your target segment. So you may just then identify that I have to serve segment two. From this, I am just trying to take you an example. So that's how you target the segments. So identifications, I have explained. The target is the process of determining the market to tap your potential. Common description of the target audience in terms of geographic, demographic are all identifiable. So whatever you write about that segment, whether behavioral, lifestyle, married or whatever, but it is like an identifiable segment when you plot this in front of you. So that's the. However, in psychographic, behavioral and benefit segmentation, it is difficult to identify the target. So when you get into the psychographical, behavioral and those benefit segmentation, maybe the targeting is difficult. Therefore, knowledge of consumer behavior and consumer research is critical help to you. Every marketer must therefore use consumer buyer behavior research. Sufficiency, as I told you, it should offer you the required volume. So socioeconomic data will help you to derive sufficiency of your selected target. Stability, so sufficiency plus the long lifetime is equal to return on investment. So you know that this is a stable segment. Accessibility, the reach I have told you, that is the ability to reach to them through the marketing media or media that you choose. So and then you have to balance between the reach and the frequency also. Reach is like you cover all of them. Frequency is how many times you need to cover all of them. So that's the important aspect. Responsiveness is like, are this segment constantly looking for different needs or fulfilling their needs every time? So then that's a responsive. I have given you earlier a different example that they may not respond, but here is what kind of people that you should look for. So these are the people who constantly wants to fulfill their needs. So therefore they will keep coming to you. and your product. So that's a responsiveness. So only when these filters are passed, your segment becomes right for you. So implementing segmentation strategies. So we move on to understanding how to implement your segment strategies. First is a concentrated segment strategy, targeting just one of the segment, that is identify target segments with a one marketing mix or a unique marketing mix. That's a concentrated strategy. Second is a differentiated marketing strategy, target several segments using an individual marketing mix. So for each segment, you will develop a specific marketing mix, that is answer to all the four P's. And counter segmentation marketing strategy, many times to introduce either the new product or to minimize your investment, etc., counter segmentation strategy needs to be given. During our time, MMS and MMM were the very popular program. So all education institutes were doing it. Today, over last 5 years, by promoting hybrid education, hybrid program, which includes retail, which includes digital marketing, which includes health marketing, they have dealing the importance of MMM as a one-off program. So that's a counter segmentation. Many times you need to do this. Cigarettes and all, companies are compelled to do counter segmentation when they want to disconnect or discourage people to go into it. So those are the kind of strategic this thing. You want to withdraw from the hand wash. So like for example, say like a Lifebuoy wants to withdraw from actually solid soap. So they will do this. First they will introduce the hand wash, and then they will gradually stop advertising about the hard soap, and then they will discontinue. Nobody will remember. So that's how the counter segmentation many times are essential for the success of marketing. So you have an option to concentrated marketing, differentiated marketing, or counter segmentation strategies. So we come to, and we have understood overall what is marketing segment and strategic importance thereof. We have understood various ways to segment the market. Now we come to a very important subject of what is a brand. Very important subject, of course, this being the basics of marketing kind of a thing. It is touched to you in a very base level, but comprehensively, friends. Let me assure you that. So let's understand this. Either or, definition, we are trying to develop our own definition. So defining something which has a name, term, sign, symbol or design, which identifies goods or service that you are in, and recognizing the seller, it helps the buyer to know who is the seller and differentiates it from the competition. So it helps you to know who all are the competition, and then there's differentiates you. So moving forward, I take the say example of Parle biscuit. So Parle biscuit, that girl, this is the moment you see that, the Parle G will come in your mind. So that's a symbol, that we have seen. It tells you that it's a milk biscuit that they manufactured by Parle, different from Britannia and ITC. So that's the understanding of the what is a brand. Brand serves both, it helps the seller as well as it helps the buyer. Brand name is a verbal part. When you say like I want Gillette, I want Moo, I want Maggi noodle, it's a verbal part that the consumer puts before the shopkeeper. Connotation of the verbal part is different. When you say that, the receiver may take it in a different manner, but I think overall it serves the same purpose. You will get the product that you are asking for. However, the psychological relevance to brand occupying a preferred space in the mind is a brand positioning. So that is what I told you, the buyer side. The branding serves both, that is seller and the buyer. The buyer is a more psychological aspects where he is settled with lot of inputs that he has, stimuli that he receives, and certain brands or the product is kept on the top of his mind. So whenever he goes to buy, today, believe me, on any picnic spots or any place we will go and you will say, mujhe Bisleri do. Now look at the beauty. You ask for the Bisleri mineral water, the guy puts for you Kinley. You buy, you take that bottle, pay him and you go away. So that mineral water, this thing name got so generic to Bisleri. So that's what is the brand, this thing, there's a psychological part. So that's what I was trying to explain you, that it has a verbal, this thing connotation may be different when put before somebody else. So guy whom you said Bisleri knew that you have come to buy a mineral water. He is not storing it. But he is like, without telling you, quietly put before you the kinle. You took it because it serves your need at that point of time. You bought it and you went away. So that's the beauty of branding. What is a brand? So let's understand what is a brand. Creating and sustaining the value. You have to create a first that recall and then sustain that recall over a period. It's not all about image. It's not an image, this thing. It's a value that you sustain. And you have to sustain this for a long time. Recall till they are relevant. So recall, relevance and distinction is very critical. Friends, while I was a newcomer in the working life, Maruti 800 was sufficient for me. But today, because Maruti Nexa came much later, when I reached a stage in my life where that kind of vehicles were not suitable, I moved to Hyundai. And I started buying brands relevant to me, and the kind of a vehicle relevant to my status. So you see that recall, relevance and distinctions are to a point when it is relevant to my life stage. Remain relevant is the crux of marketing. And you have to always remain relevant to your target segment. Brands deliver a promise. And a brand makes a promise and they need to stay about it. They need to really meet that. DHL Express Delivery. So they ensure, come hook or crook, and they have their own aeroplanes, they have their own three-wheelers, they have their own boats also. And they ensure that your parcel delivered in a given time, a frame. Maggi, 2 minutes. Come what, wheat atta or whatever variety, it's like 2 minutes. They meet that promise. It's a fast to cook, good to eat. That promise is always met by Maggi noodles. And therefore, even after the problem about some chemical substance in it and all which came out, we all again latched back to that brand, because it fulfills the promise. They removed from our mind the apprehension that was created. So you again went back to that same brand. During that time, many other noodle brands have shouted loud, but nobody came close to that. So you understand the beauty. Deliver the promise. Remaining relevant, as I told you, tangible and intangible. So that 2 minutes noodle or a cavity protection, whenever you think of cavity protection, Colgate comes to your mind. Practical and symbolic. Gel freshness, salt dissolution taste. So many times you cannot probably show the tangibility and intangibility in a very right way. In that case, you become practical and symbolic. Tata Salt has one point of time even released an advertisement where they were showing why should you buy only Tata Salt and not the other salt by showing a dissolution test. So in a glass, two glass, one Tata Salt they show and the other salt, and then they show that in the other salt there are certain sediments which still left out, and then they cautioned you that by this may get deposit and create a kidney, this thing. And so therefore the salt which dissolves is a Tata Salt. Visible and intangible. Hide sign. You pay for a purse a humongous amount, because they claim that it is a hand stitched with a very finished genuine leather. So that's why people are mad about hide sign. Visible and intangible. The moment you carry it in your shoulder, your personality is considered as different. So you are creating this by visible demonstration of things. You are making it invisible visible. So these are the way the brand remain relevant, friends. Promises made either on the product benefits, that is the real thing, Coca-Cola. It's real thing. That was the time they were using, or an emotional benefit, open happiness. Coca-Cola has moved from real thing to open happiness. Nowadays, whenever their ad comes, open happiness. Like a McDonald's, earlier there was something else. Now they call it, I am loving it. So they evolved, and they remain relevant to the generation that they are serving. Oh, here's a big list of examples. Branded product may be a physical goods, so Adidas and this thing, etc. Service, Axis Bank, Metro Transport, Kayaskin, retail store, Westside, Cheddar, etc. Person, Amitabh Bachchan, Kapil Sharma, so these are all personal brands. Organizations like ITPC, trade organization, Cry Nonprofit, Sathia Dance Troupe. These are all like the organizations which are branded. Place, Mumbai City, India is a country being branded by Incredible India, by our Prime Minister who believed in tourism as an industry. Idea, sanitation cause, Shikha Association, Siksha, PNG for ages promoting a cause called Siksha. So some contribution of what you buy from PNG products goes to a foundation called Siksha, which is giving a education to girl child. अंडर प्रिविलेज गर्ल चाइल्ड. सो दिस आर द ब्रांड इन इट सेल्फ. शिक्षा इज अ ब्रांड, यानी दे क्रिएटेड दैट ब्रांड. द मोमेंट यू सी दैट यू कम टू नो बाय हुम इट इज एंड फॉर वॉट इट इज. सो वॉट कैन बी ब्रांडेड? सो द आंसर इज एनीथिंग कैन बी ब्रांडेड. ब्रांड पोजिशनिंग. सो नाउ हैविंग अंडरस्टूड वॉट द ब्रांड इज, लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड द ब्रांड पोजिशनिंग वेरी ब्रीफली. दो इट्स अ प्रिफरेंशियल प्लेस दैट यू ऑक्यूपाई इन कंज्यूमर्स परसेप्चुअल स्पेस. यानी सो वॉट यू ऑक्यूपाई इन द माइंड ऑफ कंज्यूमर्स ब्लैक बॉक्स, समथिंग विच इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर यू टू एंटर, बट कंज्यूमर एंटर्स यू बेस्ड ऑन हीज एक्सपोजर दैट ही हैज. ही गिव्स यू सर्टन प्रेफरेंशियल स्पेस इन हिज माइंड. सो इट्स अ स्पेस दैट यू ऑक्यूपाई इन हिज माइंड. पर्सनल स्पेस इज कलेक्टिव कोलाज ऑफ वेरियस परसेप्शन दैट इज गैदर्ड अबाउट यू. सो वेरियस परसेप्शन बेस्ड इनपुट दैट ही हैज रिसीव्ड, ही हैज फॉर्म्ड अ सर्टेन इंफॉर्मेशन अबाउट यू, परसेप्शन अबाउट यू, एंड गिवन यू दैट स्लॉट. रेजर वर्सेज ट्रिमर. यान सो वेन आई से रेजर, वॉट नेम कम्स टू योर माइंड? जिलेट. बट वेन आई से ट्रिमर, इट मे नॉट बी जिलेट, देन द फिलिप्स कम्स टू योर माइंड. सो दैट्स द ब्यूटी ऑफ अ पोजिशन. Quality or price, service or price. So what I'm trying to tell you here is, brand positioning is never single factor led. If I say ke bhai toothpaste on price, you will not be able to answer. So when you are also evaluating any brand, before you allow it to enter your mind, you are allowing every point of time two factor determination. Price versus quality or service versus price. So I am paying DHL more amount because assurance of a service that they give. So positioning is a derivative of two factor based association. Then the two factor based association creates a perceptual map in your mind. Here I have tried helping you with an example of a chocolate, low price chocolate to high price chocolate, and the quality and the low quality. So around that, which chocolate brand fits where? This is not my this thing, this is a finding picked up from the journal of a marketing, and that's what is a fact-based finding. So you can see that Lindt of a Swiss made is considered as the highest when it comes to chocolate. Okay, so that's the difference. And this is a perceptual map that customer has formed about various chocolate brands available to him. So you can see that Kit Kat and all come under low price, low quality. So that way the perceptual map is framed. So when I have to buy something for my wife, I will not buy anything less than Lindt or Ferrero Rocher. But when I have to give it to kids, or when I have to give it to somebody, it could be Cadbury. So that's how the perceptual map is there in my mind about chocolate and chocolate brands on a quality of, on a two-factor parameter, that is quality and the price. Repeated comparison when done by the consumers, a perceptual map is formed in his mind and your distinct identity is created. This is collective representation of two attributes. That's what I was trying to tell you so far. So quick and slow, expensive, inexpensive, speed post and DHL, low price, high price. So the price and the feature are the two factor association. There are many more it can be. For example, I have given you this. So perception is formed only when your product is compared on any two parameters. Salient aspects of brand positioning. It occupies a particular space. Your brand will be either at the top, your brand will be either at the middle level, or brand will be at the bottom. Brand may have a high recall, brand may not have a high recall. Though customer knows about it, but when you ask him, he may not be able to recall your brand. So that's what is the perceptual space that you have occupied. Evolution from the brand promise point of view. Customer always evaluates you from the promise fulfillment. Every time he has used your product, whether you have met his promise or not. And that's where he decides about his perception. Only a few vacancy. I cannot have 100 brands for the same product stored in my mind. My mind, not only my mind, anybody's mind is not capable enough. It keeps only top few brands in his mind. So whether you are in the consideration set, when they say whether you are in a consideration set means whether your brand is there in the mind of your prospective customer or not. So that's what your space is only rented. It is limited numbers, few vacancy exists. Rented means you cannot own it. You are only on a rent there. If you continue to fulfill promise every year, you continue to be there. The moment you fail to meet promise, somebody else will occupy that place. Find a strong position. Therefore, it is always advisable that once you know where the gap is, once you know what the perception is, then find the strong position and then own it. Deliver it year by year. Yeah, your promise is delivered consistently to the customer, so you remain on the top of it and always. Battle for a place in consumer's mind. So it's a overall positioning is a battle for the place in consumer's mind. So friends, like so much so, I can give you my personal example. Yeah, at point of time I thought, care, why am I using Gillette, yeah, last so many years? Let's change it. In between I tried, then I discontinued almost for 5-7 years. Now online, when you are online, Insta, Facebook, when I'm seeing, there are many times those shaving products, you know, cola combo offers are coming. I had bought one or two of them, but horrible. In two shaves, I feel that, you know, their blade has lost the edge and, you know, kind of, you feel that you are, they are pulling your hair. So then I discontinued. Now probably another 5-7 years I may never buy or change from Gillette. So that's the power of brand position and brand's ability to deliver continuously in my mind. Segmentation, targeting and positioning. We come to a stage where we have understood segmentation separately. We have understood targeting separately. We have understood what is positioning separately. But friend, as a marketeer, there is a golden concept called STP, segmentation, targeting and positioning. You as a student must understand, because you are a future marketeers, and therefore STP needs to be understood well. So what is the relevance of STP? To arrive at the broad positioning for your brand, you need to know what is the segment that you target, decide your segment and their, you know, their various, evaluate and decide whether this is a targetable segment or not. Finally, you develop your positioning to occupy a specific perceptual space in your mind of your consumers. So this is a need for you to arrive at a brand positioning, so that you get into a strategic aspect of STP. So either you do an undifferentiated strategy, that is company common marketing mix, full market. Differentiated marketing strategy, for each segment there will be a different marketing mix that will be done. And concentrated target strategy is like different segments, you decide that you will only attack segment 2, and therefore you will develop a marketing mix only for segment 2 only. So these are the three alternatives available to you. So I am trying to derive for you the importance of STP. So friends, STP is an interlinked marketing activity which enables you to create your differentiated positioning and create competitive advantage. Create competitive advantage for you. Long-term sustained relationship with the customers can be established once you know what is STP, because it has to sync with each other. You can't do segmentation thinking different thing, target thinking in your own way, and positioning in some different platforms, etc. So this has to sync completely to arrive at the competitive differentiation that you can bring for yourself. So that's the criticality of STP. Friends, we have covered a very important subject of marketing segmentation and branding and brand positioning. Thank you.